Today's shir is Besechta, Becharis Daf Nun Ches. We will begin on the Mishnah in the middle of Daf Nun Zayin Mabeis. Shalosh Gronos L'maisa Behema. There are three times during the year when Maisa Behema has to be taken. And as it becomes clear, as we learn the Mishnah is teaching us that at these three points, which we're going to spend quite a while identifying when they are, the halacha is that unless Maisa Behema is taken at those three times, the animal is usur, has a din like tevel, and may not be used until Maisa is taken. Which clearly seems to indicate an issue that we've discussed many times, that Maisa Behema is not a full-fledged obligatory mitzvah. Because if, as we've discussed, there's a chiyuv to take Maisa Behema, just like there's a chiyuv to take trumas and maisras from produce that grow, then the halacha ought to be that doesn't make a difference when in the year we come up to. And in fact, many mefarshim do indeed paskin that way, that maisa behema is only a mitzvah kiyumus, not a mitzvah chiyuvus. On the other hand, as we've discussed, the chaznish clearly, very strongly holds that it's a mitzvah chiyuvus, it's an obligatory mitzvah, as do most of the mefarshim that bring a raya that count the mitzvahs, has maisa behema as an obligatory mitzvah. But if so, how do we understand our Mishnah? And if we think about it, there's another raya from our Mishnah that maisa behema is not a mitzvah chiyuvis, because in all other obligations, there's an obligation about ta'achar, that I have to bring what I'm obligated to bring, and if I don't, I'm over alav. Nowhere in our Mishnah does the Mishnah speak about Baal Ta'achar when we speak about Maisa Behema. So that specific question, the Tori Evan resolves. The Tori Evan says that there's no Baal Ta'achar or Maisa Behema until you actually mafresh it. So how will the Chazanish explain our Mishnah? So the Chazanish says, Avada Maisa Behema is a mitzvah chiyuvit, it's an obligatory mitzvah. But as we've learned, and will become clear in the Mishnah that we're about to learn, the Mishnah and Gemara we're going to learn today, there's a way of avoiding the problem of Maisa Behema, selling the animal, giving it away as a gift. And therefore, our Mishnah said that if you sold it or gave it away before one of these three times, so to speak, you got away with it. But these times come, you no longer have that option. And there's actually another raya that it's a mitzvah chiyuvis, because we go back to the first daf of our perek, where we learned that Chacham said they were mevatel, they took away the din of Maisa Behema b'zman hazeh. If it weren't a mitzvah chiyuvis, why would they take it away? Clearly indication that it is a mitzvah chiyuvis. So our Mishnah teaches us shalosh gronos l'maisa behema. The Chazanish disagrees with the Turi Evan. The Chazanish says that there is a chiyuv b'al ta'achar maisa behema, just like there is on all kabbalas, even before you were mafresh the maisa behema, very much in line with his shita that he feels the maisa behema is a full-fledged mitzvah. But he does agree that the din that we're speaking about, Shalosh Gronos L'Maisa Behema, is only regarding Maisa Behema in Eretz Yisrael, not regarding Maisa Behema in Chutz Laretz. What are those three times? Befrois HaPesach, Befrois HaAtzeres, Befrois HaChag, Divrei Rabbi Akiva. As we're going to see in the Gemara, that means 15 days before each one of these Yom Tovim. Ben Ezeh, on the other hand, holds, Be'Esrim HaTisha Be'Adar, 29 days in Adar, Echad V'Sivan, Be'Esrim HaTisha Be'Av. Gemara will explain Rabbi Nazai's opinion as well. Rabbi Lazar b'Shimon Omer, Bechad b'Nissan, Bechad b'Sivan, or b'Chav Tes ba'Av. And continues the Gemara, V'Lama Amru, why did Chazal say, V'Lama Amru b'Echad b'Tishrei, V'Lama Amru b'Esrim b'Tishrei ba'Av, why did Chazal say it should be done in 29 days in Elul, V'Lama Amru b'Echad b'Tishrei, rather than saying the first day in Tishrei, Neshi Yontif. Because the first day of Tishrei we know is Rosh Hashanah. V'yefsha la'asa b'yantif. We can't take ma'aser on yantif. L'fikach g'diyumua b'asim etishim b'elo. That's why Chazal said Duran, the goyrin is on the 29th day of Elo. Remei Omer, Remei on the other hand holds, Bechav Elo, Rosh Hashanah l'ma'aser behema. So we have here a very fundamental machlokes tanoim, which actually is discussed, we learned it together, Baruch Hashem, in Masechet Rosh Hashanah. What is the Rosh Hashanah L'maisa Behema? Is it Echad the Elul, as Rameyah says, or is it Echad the Tishrei, as Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon say? Ben Azai, because of this dilemma, he isn't quite sure if it's Rosh Chodesh Elul or Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, being the Rosh Hashanah L'maisa Behema. Therefore, he paskins Halulim Misasim of Neatzvam. The animals from Elul should be kept separate, because we don't know, as we've learned, or we're about to learn it again, there's a din that you can't combine Chodesh V'Yoshan, the new animals and the old animals, and we don't know what is the cutoff date, Rosh Chodesh Elul, Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, so he keeps Elul separate. He keeps Elul separate. The Chassidish Sfarim say Pshat in the Mishnah, Maisa Behema represents a behema, person, animal. Animal doesn't act that like a person is supposed to act. And the question is, we know that of course, preferably, a person is supposed to do tshuva every day. A person is supposed to make a cheshbon nefesh every night of what he did that day. And therefore, the mandam that says Rosh Chodesh Elul is Rosh Hashanah L'maisa Behema says that a person that waited till Elul to do tshuva is sort of like a behema. He should have done tshuva all year round. The other mandama holds, no, if a person did tshuva in Elul, maybe not be the best. He should have waited, he should have done it all year round. It's better, who is a maisa behema? Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, you wait till the last minute for Rosh Hashanah. Ben Azai says he's not that great, because he should have done tshuva all year round, but he isn't that bad, and that's why he has a category for himself. Says the Mishnah, Kol ha'nolodim mi'echad b'tishrei ad esrim b'tishrei b'alul, any animal born from Rosh Chodesh Tishrei until the end of Elul, harei mitzdarfen. This mandama holds that Rosh Chodesh Tishrei is the new year, and therefore any animal born in the during the year is fine. Says the Mishnah, Chavmish l'fnei Rosh Hashanah v'chavmish l'ach Rosh Hashanah. If five animals were born before Rosh Hashanah and five after Rosh Hashanah, ein mitzdarfen. Why? Because it's Chodesh V'Yoshen. As we said a moment ago, Chodesh V'Yoshen don't combine. However, Chamish Lefnei Agoyren V'Chamish Lach Agoyren, even though we began the Mishnah, and we'll discuss it more in a moment, that there are these three Garonis during the year, they're not so significant that they should avoid, that they should prevent these animals from being able to combine. And therefore, if you have animals from different Goyrens, Harei Elim Mitzdarfen, they can combine. So if they can combine, ask the Mishnah, Imkei Laman Nemeshomer, Sholosh Goronis L'maisa Behema. So what is Pshat in the Takona that Chazal made, Sholosh Goronis L'maisa Behema? Says the Mishnah, She'ach Lo'yigir HaGoyren, as I said earlier in this year, Mutal Limka Lishchot, that until the Goyren for the Maisa Behema comes, you could theoretically be able to get out of the obligation by selling or shechting the animal. Higir HaGoyren, but if the Goyren comes, once the Goyren comes, Chazal made a takana lo yishchot, you're not allowed to shecht the animal from shachat, but if you did do the wrong thing and try to get out of it by shechting the animal, potter. Why does the Mishnah have to tell us from shachat potter? Of course from shachat you potter. So the Rambam says that since the halachi is that you're not, the Rambam Pirush Mishnayis, since the halachi is you're not allowed to shecht the animal, so one would think that if he shechted the animal, it should be considered a shechita psula, kamash malan, that even though you did the wrong thing, it's not called a shechita psula. And there's a very nice raya to the pshat of the Rambam. The Mishnah only focuses on shochat, that you shechted it after the goyim came. The Mishnah says potter. Why doesn't the Mishnah say in mochar, if you sold it, it's fine? Because it's obvious that if you sold it, with the ebed, it's fine. But by the shechita, I would think that maybe it should be considered a shechita psula, a disqualified shechita, because you went against what Chazal wanted you to do. Kamash Milan, that's not considered shechita psula. The Sefer Reishis Bikurim has a whole different approach to this Mishnah, to this whole din of the Goyren, because he says, let's think about it. Why did Chazal specifically have to make the takon in this way? That if you don't shecht it, or if you didn't wait, if the goyren comes, it becomes like tevel. Until then, it's not like tevel. So he says, very beautiful pshat. He says, if you think about what Chazal did in this Mishnah, it's sort of difficult to understand. Because let's say you're in the middle of Tevis, and you have 10 animals. So midaraisa, what should you do? You should take off Maisa Behema. And we have a rule throughout halacha, mitzvah abba b'yotcha al tach mitzena. So why didn't Chazal tell us to take off the ma'aseh behema as soon as we have any time 10 animals? So says the Mishnah, says the Resh HaBikurim, that the Mishnah is telling us, because Chazal wanted to follow the formula that we find by Tevel. And by Tevel we find that once it becomes a Goyrin, by Tfuah becomes Tevel. That's why Chazal instituted it this way, rather than saying anytime you have 10 animals, just take off ma'aseh behema. Ask the Gemara, Mishnah Tlas. So why did Chazal identify three Garonas? On Rabbi Shela, the Kaaba, Urfi v'kaf v'afli v'kaiti. So the way Rashi explains, Rashi actually has two girsas. Khurfi are animals that are born early, so those are taken before Pesach. Afli are animals that are born later, those are before Shavuos. And kaiti are for the animals that are born in summer, those are before Sukkot. Rashi has another girsa that changes, that reverses afli and kaiti. Kaiti means the animals that are born in the spring, which are the Shavuos animals, and afli are the latest animals, which are the Sukkot animals. Ask the Gemara, Mishnah Bahani Zimni, and why did Chazal specifically say these three times? Answers the Gemara, Arav Tancha B'Reid Rav Chiyah Ish Kfar Alka, Kadesh Yitayim Behem Matsui L'Oyla Regalim. They're right before the Yom Tovim, and before the Yom Tovim, that's why everybody goes up to Yerushalayim, so they wanted to have animals available to them. Says the Gemara, Vavgav the Tanan, even though the halacha is, as we learned in the Mishnah, actually Giyah Goyrin, if you didn't wait for the Goyrin, the halacha is Muta Limka Lishchot, and you could get away from the whole obligation of Maisa Behema. Still, says the Gemara, Nichle Linish Dilus Avin Mitzvah B'Moyne, a person doesn't mind to wait. A person doesn't mind to do the Mitzvah Maisa Behema, even though it involves doing a mitzvah, and v'hoder, and after he does the mitzvah, lizvin v'leichel, he'll get an opportunity to eat the animal. So the Gemara is telling us that ma'isa behema is a mitzvah that people don't mind doing. Why is ma'isa behema a mitzvah that people don't mind doing? So Rashi explains, because it's the only carbon, fascinating Rashi, it's the only carbon that you don't have to give a portion of it away to the Kohanim. So you're going to keep the whole carbon anyway. So why not bring it? You're going to Yerushalayim anyway, because you have to be oil regal. And when you go to Yerushalayim, take along the money, take along the animal and bring it as a carbon, and no big deal. What's the problem with Rashi's pshat? Because even though the halach indeed is that none of the ma'aseh behema carbon is given to the kohen, but the emrim are burnt on the mizbeach. So it does represent the loss. So why is it considered nichle l'inish plus ever mitzvah m'mayneh? So there are two answers given. One answer is because the emrim aren't really that valuable. The internal organs people don't really eat. So that's not considered that a person's taking a loss. Another pshat that the Rishonim say is because we know that b'schar one does the mitzvah of meiser, aser b'shvilt aser, by fulfilling the mitzvah of meiser, you get wealthy. And therefore, it's a worthwhile investment, even if it costs you the emrim. But from here we see a very fundamental concept, which we're going to discuss for a moment. That even though there's a concept of halacha, a nichle l'inish l'seven mitzvah m'moneh, people like when their money is used for a mitzvah, only on the condition that it doesn't cost me anything. So one question that all the mafarshim discuss is that there's a famous gemara in Masechta Psachim. The Gemara says in Masechta Psachim, that let's say I rented an apartment from you, b'cheskosoi bodik, with the assumption the apartment is clean for Pesach, and it wasn't cleaned. So the halacha is that I, the renter, even though sort of, it's not considered a mekach tos, and I have to go and clean it for yontif, do bedikas chametz. But here we just said that a person doesn't want to spend money to do a mitzvah. So how do we reconcile that Gemara with this Gemara? So there are three answers given by the Mefarshim. One answer the Mefarshim says, Pshat in the Gemara and Psachim is not that I have to clean it and at my expense. I have to clean it, but I could collect the money from you, the person who I rented for, who was supposed to clean it. Another Pshat that the Rechaim says, very much in line with the Gemara that we learned today, cleaning an apartment is not such an expensive proposition, And even though we say that we don't apply the concept of nichlei l'inish to l'sever mitzvah b'mayne, when it cost, not when it doesn't cost, but when it doesn't cost a lot, we do. And this is not called a significant expense. A third interesting pshat is already in the times of Chazal, it was hard to get a good apartment. So even though I was, so to speak, fooled that I thought I'm getting an apartment that's clean and it isn't, I'm still not going to give up my apartment because it's hard to get an apartment. So the question that comes up, a very relevant shaila, la'loch l'maisa, is let's say I come to shul and I don't have talis tefillin. And your talis tefillin are in shul. You leave it in shul every day after you daven. May I put on your talis and tefillin without your permission? So the Paiskim say that not. And there are a number of reasons why not. Certainly, if you put your talis tefillin behind in a closed cubby, or even in a, not closed with a lock, but behind a closed door, so you put it away for safekeeping. I can't take it out without your permission. But what about if you left it on the table? You leave your talis tefillin on the table, and I walk into shul, could I take your talis tefillin? So the Aruch HaShulchan says, there is man as a, people are particular that other people shouldn't wear their garments without permission, so I'm not allowed to. The Chassam Sofer says even a more of a general rule. The Chassam Sofer says that even though there's a rule of nichlei l'inish l'sever mitzvah b'mamonei, not where by me fulfilling the mitzvah, it may cause a situation that you won't be able to fulfill the mitzvah in the future. And if I take your talis, I may tear it. If I take your tefillin, I may ruin them. I take your sefer, I may tear it. There we don't say the concept of nichlei l'inish l'sever mitzvah b'mamonei. But if we don't have this concern, the halacha is that there's no problem. But then I saw a very interesting tshuva for Ramosha. Ramosha says, what would be the halacha if I walk into shul? It's sukkahs. I don't have dal minim. I walk into shul and your dal minim are on the table. And picking up your dal minim for a minute won't ruin them. So I'm allowed to take it. It doesn't cost you anything. Nichlei l'inish l'sever mitzvah b'mamonei. Fine. What about a woman? A woman has no chiv deraisa to take tefillin, to wear, take the aluminum. She has no chiv to die, but many women have the minig to take the aluminum at sukkahs. Do we say that for a woman taking your aluminum without permission, we still say nichlei l'inish l'sever mitzvah b'mamonei? Ramosha says absolutely yes. And he has two rayas. One raya is from mitzitzis. The whole mitzitzis is never a mitzvah that you're obligated to do. What's the mitzvah tzitzis? That if I have a beg with dalek knuffis with four corners, I should wear tzitzis. I'm not obligated to wear it, yet we say the concept of nichlei l'inish l'sever mitzvah b'mamonei on tzitzis. And Ramosha takes it a step further. The halacha is, let's say it's Rosh Hashanah, and I have to hear shofar, and I don't have a shofar, and I come to shul, and your shofar is on the table. The halacha is I could take your shofar. Why? Again, nichlei l'inish l'sever mitzvah b'mamonei. But let's think about it. Says Reb Moshe, am I allowed to blow all 100 koilas, or am I only allowed to blow the minimum that mechuyim deraisa? The halacha is I'm allowed to blow all 100 koilas. I just no chiv deraisa to blow all 100 koilas. We say lichle linish lever sets me money to do the mitzvah b'shleimus. Here too, if a woman does the mitzvah, she's allowed to take it. But one more interesting psak that I saw the Paiskim discuss. We're speaking in our discussion now about taking an object that belongs to you that's a dvar mitzvah object. Tzitzis, tefillin, dalaminim, shofar. What happens? I come into a place and it started raining. And you're not here, you're far away. And you have an umbrella here. Am I allowed to take your umbrella without permission? Why? I'm giving you the opportunity to do a mitzvah. Chesed, that you could, your umbrella, that you're letting me use your umbrella in order that I shouldn't get wet. It's the biggest chesed. I won't ruin my suit. The answer is, avada not. Why not? Nichlei l'inish l'sever mitzvah b'mamonei is only said by a dvar mitzvah that the object is a dvar mitzvah. Here the umbrella is not an object of dvar mitzvah. It only causes you to do a mitzvah. There we don't say the concept of nichlei l'inish l'sever mitzvah b'mamonei. Ask the Gemara further. But gairin is a word that's used for tfuah. Here we're talking about animal. V'may karle gairin. Answers the Gemara, the Tivlik Agairin. Because just like by a goyin, until you take off the tefuah is tevel. Here too, we're applying that concept. The kama pras. So the Mishnah says befrois. Asking me, what is a pras? Pirush Reb Yosef Reb Yehuda. Ein pras pox metas yoyim. A pras means 15 days. My mashma. How does the word pras come to 15 days? Omer vua prois palga. Pras means to break in half. Ask me, palga the mai. What is 15 half of? Answers the Gemara. Palga the Hilchos Pesach. It's half of the time that we learn Hilchos Pesach. Ki ha de tanya. Shoyim v'darshim Hilchos Pesach. Koyin l'Pesach l'amidyoyim. So 30 days before Pesach, we start learning Hilchos Pesach. So 15 is half, and that's the price that when we do the Maisa Behema. Hashem Gemulayim Shtei Shabbosos, we'll see in a moment what's the difference. So the Gemara now is teaching us that 15 days before Pesach is the price of Pesach, half of the 30 days, and that's when we do, that's the Goyrus for Pesach. And this is an important halacha of Shalom Darsh Behilchos Pesach, 30 days before Pesach, which begins on Purim. Which begins on Purim. Why on Purim? So I saw some interesting Divrei Torah. I saw a Chiddush Nifla. You know why the Mefarshim say we give Shalach Manos on Purim? That we should have enough food till Pesach, so we should have time to prepare for Pesach and learn for the Halachas of Pesach. Big Chiddush. Another interesting word, Prois HaPesach. Take the word Pesach, half of Pei is Mem, half of Samach is Lamed, half of Ches is Dalet. Prois HaPesach is Lamed, 30 days before Yontif, half of them is the price of Pesach. 30 days, half of Pesach, is when you start preparing, learning Hilchos Pesach. It's interesting, when we look in Shulchan Aruch, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't say Shoyalim Vidarshim. The Shulchan Aruch says Shoyalim Vidarshim Hilchos Pesach. So Farshim explained, because in the earlier times, we lived in a time where people were Talmidei Chachamim. So you had to find what to teach them, they knew everything. Nowadays, you don't have to find what to teach him. Shoyalim, it's enough to teach them. A nice part I saw from the Satmar Rebbe. The Satmar Rebbe says that the Gemara is speaking, Shoyalim Vidarshim is speaking to the Rav. One of the halakas in terms of preparing for Pesach is that the Rav says a Shabbos HaGol Drasha, where the Shulchan Aruch says that the Rav should speak about halakha, not just say a pilpul. So the Rav, Shoyalim, he turns to Hashem and he asks Hashem that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help him, give him the Siyata Deshmaya, the Darshim, his drasha should be successful. And that's, this is the reason why if a person leaves his home from Purim on, that's why on Purim we're supposed to start learning Hilchos Pesach, and if a person leaves his home from after Purim, the halacha is he already has to do B'tikas Chametz if he's not coming back. Now, there's a very fundamental discussion in the Rishonim. Very, very fundamental discussion in the Rishonim. The Gemara says, I think it's Gemara at the end of Masechta Megillah, the Moshe Rabbeinu Tikkun Lam Yisrael, the Moshe Rabbeinu instituted that every Yontif you're supposed to learn Hilchos Yontif. And here we're saying you have to learn it 30 days before Yontif. So how do we reconcile these two Gemaras? So one pshat is that on Yontif itself, the Rishonim say this, that on Yontif itself, everybody has to learn Hilchos Yontif. Before Yontif, it depends. If you know the halachas, then you don't have to learn them before Yontif. If you already know all the halakas. If you don't, then you have to learn before Yontif as well. Another pshat is as follows. On Yontif, again, you have to learn the halakha. Before Yontif, the halakha is as follows. Normally, if I'm a Rav, and somebody comes to ask me a question, so first come, first serve. Whoever asks me the question first, I have to answer. Before Yontif, and two people come to ask me a question, one is asking about Hilchos Pesach, let's say it's 30 days before Yontif, and the other one is asking about a other subject. The one that's asking about Hilchos Pesach takes precedence. That is a very interesting discussion. The Gemara clearly says, Shalom Darshim Hilchos Pesach, Kodim LePesach Shloshim Yom. Before Pesach, for 30 days, you have to learn Hilchos Pesach. What about other Yom Tovim? Does the same halacha apply? So some Pesachim say it applies by Pesach and applies by Sukkot. Because again, Sukkot has many halachas, Hilchos Sukkot, Hilchos Talaminim, not by Shavuos. Some say that it applies even by Shavuos as well. And the Magen Avraham, brings a raya from our Gemara that applies by Shavuos as well. Because our Gemara says b'froyis ha-Pesach, b'froyis ha-Shavuos, b'froyis ha-Chag. What does it mean? That the half of the 30-day mark. So it seems that there's a halacha of 30 days by all Yom Tovim. And the Shulchan Aruch Harav actually paskins like the Magen Avraham. But if you think about it, it's a very hard halacha to understand. Because what halachas are there for Shavuos? There aren't that many halachas for Shavuos. Yeah, but that's not halacha. So, and that's not for the men. So what halachas do we learn for 30 days before? So the Shulchan Aruch Rav says a beautiful explanation. He says, yes, if we look into the Shulchan Aruch, there isn't that much to say about Shavuos nowadays. But this takana was in the time already of the Beis HaMikdash. And every one of the Yom Tovim, we discussed this already in Amos Sechba, every one of the Shavuos Regalim, they had to bring Kabbanis. Every Jew had to be oil regal and bring oil sri and bring all sorts of kabbanis. The halachas of kabbanis, we're learning kachim, are fairly complicated. So before Shavuos, there was what to learn for those 30 days. And therefore says the Shulchan Aruch Rav, that even though, unfortunately, Bizman HaZeh, we don't have all those halachas, the rule remained that before all of the Yom Tovim, including Shavuos, Shloshim Yom before, you have to learn the halachas. So we had here a machloikis between Rekiva and Ben Azai. Rekiva said price, which means 15 days, and Ben Azai said on the 29th day of Adar. Asking Rabbi Michael Mifki, what is the basis of the machloikis of Rekiva and Ben Azai? Answers the Gemara. Rabbi Kiva saw Adar Samach LeNissan, Adar which is right before Nissan, because there could be two Adars. So we're talking about the second Adar. Zimna Malev Zimna Chasr. Sometimes it's a 29-day month, sometimes it's a 30-day month. Zimna de Mikla b'yom lamed. So sometimes 15 days is on the 30th day of Adar. Zimna de Mikla b'yom lamed. Zimna de Mikla b'chav tes. Or sometimes, if it's only 29 days, it's on the 29th day of Adar. Shemachal ha'kfile is man. That's why Rekiva left it sort of ambiguous. He said price. He didn't give it a specific date. Ask the Rishash, but it's day 29. On day 29, we don't know if there's going to be 30 day. So should Rekiva agree that it should always be 29th day? Says the Rishash, sometimes the Sanhedrin, based on their calculations, know that it's going to be for sure 30th day month. And therefore, on such a circumstance, on the 29th, I don't have to take my Sabahim, we'll do it on the 30th. However, Ben Azai, on the other hand, holds that Adar Samach Nissan, the Adar right before Nissan, La'olam Chasar, will always be only a 29 day month. Hilchah Kvila is man, b'chav tes ba'adar. Ask the Tori of it, why is that so hard and fast, that it's always a 29-day month? So he says a beautiful pshat. He says, you know, in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, they didn't have faxes or telephones, or certainly not the internet. So now, if we're not going to know for sure when Rosh Chodesh Nissan is, the people who are traveling from the Sanhedrin, Vezdin and Yerushalayim, to let the people know when they made Rosh Chodesh, will not know for sure when to celebrate Pesach. You can have a problem with chametz on Pesach. So that's why they always made Adar a 29-day month. So as soon as you knew when Rosh Chodesh Adar is, you'll know for sure when Pesach is. That's a different discussion. Hilchah Kvilei Zman b'chav tes ba'adar. Bech b'sivan. So now the question is, why first day is Sivan? Why shouldn't we make it 15 days before Shavuos, not 6 days before Shavuos? Answers the Gemara. I did loy nefishi. From before Pesach to Shavuos is not that much time. Yamrit ligdim laaser. If you're going to say it should be 15 days before Shavuos, adam not regular shamalei. There aren't that many animals, so that's why we delayed it. Bechav tes ben av. But as I said, it's the 29th day of Av. Why is the third goyrin? Could ben azal l'tamei, which we're going to discuss in a moment. The omahal lulim mis aser mifnei atzma. That the El animals are in a category for themselves. And therefore, he said that Chav Tes El. So why doesn't he also say Chav Tes Tishrei? So I saw two pshatim. One pshat is that he does agree that there's a fourth gairin of Chav Tes Tishrei, because El is kept separate. Another pshat that I heard him say is, because if he's going to make Chav Tes Tishrei, people are going to think it's only because of Sukkos, so he really didn't accomplish anything. Ask the Gemara, so why did they make it on the 29th day of Av, not on the 30th day of Av? V'lisrinu b'yoyim lamed. answers the Gemara, Zim the Mechasr Lelav, because not every time is over 30-day month. Ubi'inon, the Mevra Kerib Chodesh V'yoshin, we have to separate from the old year, from the new year to the old year, so we know for sure to make it on the 29th day of Av, when there's no question, there's always going to be a 29th day of Av. Rav Lezer, Rav Shimon Amar, Be'ech B'nissen, Be'ech B'sivin. Bech benissen. Why ech benissen? Come ukrav shimim liliel. Dama bei shabbosos. He says 2 weeks before yontif is when you learn the halacha. So that's when you start learning the halachas. Why the language shei shabbosos? So Tori Evans says a nice pshat. He says the first Pesach in Mitzrayim, Rosh Chodesh was on Sunday, and Pesach was on Shabbos. So he follows the model of shei shabbosos like it was in Mitzrayim. Bech besivin kedamoron. That we want to give it a little more time because we just took it off before Pesach. Bechef tes be'elul. Why? Because Rabbi Elazar b'Shimon l'tamayu damen be'echet b'tishrei. They hold that echet b'tishrei Rosh Hashanah l'maisa be'ema, and therefore the last day of 29th day in Elul is the third Goyim. So the Mishnah said v'lamar bechef tes be'elul v'lamar be'echet b'tishrei. Why did they say the last day of Elul, not the first day of Tishrei? M'nei shim yontif. Ask the Gemara, why do we have to give the reason? Because Rosh Chodesh Tishrei is Rosh Hashanah and it's Yontif. V'tepiklei, the Be'ina Lamevet HaKeira, V'chodesh V'yoshet. Why does the Gemara give a stronger reason? That we need to make a demarcation between the last year and the new year? Answers the Gemara, this is the way to understand the Mishnah. Chodav Oid Kama. Chodav, one reason it has to be the last day of Elul is because, as we just said, the Be'ina Lamevet HaKeira, V'chodesh V'yoshet. And another reason, says the Mishnah, Rimneshu Yontif, it's Yontif, the Efshalasa be Yontif, and you're not allowed to take off Yisra on Yontif, Mishim Sakarta. Because we're going to learn tomorrow in the Shir, that well, and we've discussed this already previously, that how did it work with Maisa Behema? The animals went through and they made a mark. And making that mark, some according to Rishonim say it's Issa Tzoveya, some say it's an Issa Roshim, which you're not allowed to do on Yontif. Truthfully, other mafarshim suggest that there's another problem. The halach is you're not allowed to be magdish an animal on yontif. So why doesn't the Gemara say that problem? So I saw, one is because being magdish on yontif is issa derabbanan. These are issa deraisas. So the Gemara prefers to focus on issa deraisa. Others say that being magdish an animal for carbon, that's osur on yontif. Making an animal maisa behema is not considered being magdish on yontif, and therefore the Gemara doesn't mention that problem. Rameya Omer, so we learned in the Mishnah three opinions. One man Dama said Rosh Chodesh Elul is Rosh Hashanah L'Maisa Behema. The other man Dama said Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. And Ben Azai said sort of the middle. Elul is Asma Fnei Atma. Tanya. So the Brisa focuses on Ben Azai's opinion. Amar Ben Azai. That some say it's Rosh Chodesh Elul. And some say it's Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. Halulim is asum la atzman. I keep Elul separate. Ask the Gemara, for lech seitam, the man mistaber. Why is Ben Azai doing this? Let him try to figure out which is the right opinion. V'chi teima, and if you'll suggest, says the Gemara, lo matzi koya tami, that Ben Azai wasn't enough of a Talmud Chacham to figure out what is the right pshat, says the Gemara, we can't say that. V'tani Ben Azai oimer, Ben Azai said about himself, kol chacham Yisrael, dama like a klip sashum, all Talmid Chachamim are compared to me like the peel of a garlic, chutz min hakerach hazeh. So obviously he was a great Talmid Chacham. So why didn't he come to a decision? So this statement of kol chachmi saw dama like a klipus ashum, very chutz min hakerach hazeh, is a lot to say. First of all, who do you mean chutz min hakerach hazeh? So there's a three-way machlokes rishonim. Most rishonim say it means Rabbi Kiva. And Rabbi Kiva was called the kireyach. And his son, in fact, was called Rabbi Shua ben Karchum. Another opinion, Tosfos suggests, it was Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. A third opinion, it was, there was a Tana called Karcha. And Rabbi Shua wasn't Rabbi Kiva's son, he was Karcha's son. And actually, that pshat may be the best pshat, because according to the other pshatim, is it appropriate to call a Tana Rabbi Kiva, a Kireyach, a Baldi? So how come, if it does mean Rabbi Kiva, as most Rishonim learn, does Ben Azai speak about him in this way? So, I saw a number of pshatim. One pshat is, because Rabbi Kiva was called the Kireach, because we know Rabbi Kiva lost 24,000 Talmidim. So he was Kireach, they were missing. Another pshat is, we know Rabbi Kiva came from a family of Gerim. and he separated himself from the way of his family and became the great Talmid Chachamim, the great Talmid Chacham. So Kirech means to tear himself apart. Another pshat that I saw, fascinating pshat. The Gemara says, what was Rabbi Kiva? What did he do? What did Moshe Rabbeinu see about Rabbi Kiva when he was up in Shemayim? Rabbi Kiva explained every tag, every crown in the Torah. The crown in the Torah looked like here. They're sticking up. Rabbi Kiva was the Kirech. He separated the crowns and darshened every crown. But then we have a different question. How does he say that all the Talmidei Chachamim are Klipas Hashom? What does that mean? That's how you talk about all the Talmidei Chachamim? That peel of a garlic? So one pshat that I saw from the Shloh is that there's a very deep meaning to what Ben Azai said. Ben Azai was a great Talmud Chacham. And Ben Azai's words were difficult to understand. All the other Talmidei Chachamim would spend time in explaining what Ben Azai meant. So the Klipas Hashem, like the peel. The peel helps us hold the fruit. They helped us understand, but as I said, I need all you Talmidei Chachamim to help the world understand what I meant. That's one pshat. Another pshat that I saw from the Ben Yehoyada, a fascinating pshat. The Ben Yehoyada says that we know the Gemara says, two Gemaras. One Gemara says, the Gemara says you're supposed to eat garlic on Friday night. Because Friday night you're supposed to have relations with your wife. And eating garlic helps you have be potent. The Gemara also says Ben Azai never got married. So Ben Azai was speaking about himself. Everybody looks at me like the klipas Hashem, the peel of the garlic, because I don't eat garlic, because I'm not married. That's how the world looks at me. But Ben Azai was defending himself. I did the right thing because I devoted my life to Torah. Again, it's only for Ben Azai. Everybody else should get married. But there's one more vart I want to say from Chaim Shmulevitz. Chaim Shmulevitz says that the Gemara says, the Ben Azai said, Halavai would have learned Torah by Rabbi Shmuel. So that's what Chaim Shmulevitz here, Ben Azai says, that nobody's as great as him. He's the greatest Talmud Chacham. So why is he upset that he didn't learn Torah by Rabbi Shmuel? Says Rabbi Chaim Shmulevitz, because no matter how great you are, you could always learn something from somebody else. And that's why Ben Azai was upset that he didn't learn by Rabbi Shmuel. Maybe I could have learned another shtickle Torah. But back to our Gemara. So here Ben Azai is the great Talmud Chacham. So if he's the great Talmud Chacham, why can't he figure out what is indeed the Rosh Hashanah for Ma'aseh Behemah? Answers the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, but me as Shmuel Amru, the proper date for Rosh Hashanah for Ma'aseh Behemah was Semer Pi Chagai Zechari Malachai. Some say it's a Nevuah, which has a problem because we know Torah Le Bishmaim. So others say it's like Alok L'Mash Mesinai, and he didn't know what was the proper Mesorah. Tanya says the Brisa. Beizet Sad Omer Ben Azai Alula Mesasim Latzman. So what does Ben Azai say with, what does Ben Azai mean with this? Says the Gemara. Not like Heba Av, Heba Elo. If five were born in Av and five were born in Elo, Emet Starfin. Because Elo may be a new year. So it's Chodesh V'Yoshin. Hey be'el v'hei b'tashrei. Again, aim at starfin. Because el and tishrei may be two different years. Hey b'tashrei v'hei be'of. Tishrei of the year and then the following of. It's all one year. Aim at starfin. Ask the Gemara, what has the Gemara said that we don't know? Pshita. Answers the Gemara. Ma detem kehechta masik shonim. Just like we're learning the concept of chodesh v'yoshin that prevents the animals from combining. Masik gronos. Maybe gronos. Animals from different gronois may not combine. Kamash Malon. That's why the Brice is teaching us Kritanan. Like we learned in our Mishnah. Chamish lefnei Rosh Hashanah. V'chamish lach Rosh Hashanah. Aim at starfim. Different years. Don't combine. Chamish lefnei agoyrin. V'chamish lach agoyrin. Harei elim at starfim. Amar Rava. So Rava makes the following observation. L'divrei Ben Azai. According to Ben Azai, again, who holds that Elul is a category for itself. Nodla chamish ba'av. You have five animals in Av, chamish ba'ol, five in Elul, the chamish ba'tishrei. So you have these 15 animals. What do you do? Says Ben Azai. Koinsim l'dilis aser, bring them all together, v'noitl echad min alulim, and choose one of the alulim, because the Elul combines, because the Elul one combines for sure with the, because the Elul is going to combine. Either it combines with Av, or it combines with Tishrei. So all the Rishonim asked the question, there's a pasuk in the Torah. Lo yivakim et toiv l'ra. You're not allowed to manipulate. So how are you allowed to manipulate here? So Rashi says, based on what we're going to learn in the next Mishnah, the winner you're not allowed to manipulate. If you take the Ma'isa Behema through the proper procedure of moving them through the door, you're not allowed to manipulate. Here you're not doing it that way, and therefore you are allowed to manipulate. You're just laying them, they're all laying standing, and you choose one, and the Gemara is saying, says Rashi, choose one of the L ones. Taisvah says, a different shot. This is what Achronim explained Taisvah. When is there a din that you're not allowed to manipulate? When you have, because you want to take an inferior animal, give that to the Mizbeach. But here you're manipulating for a purpose, because otherwise you have a real Shaila. That's not considered violating Lo Yivakim Ben Toiv L'Ra. So the Gemara explains why would this work? If Echab Elul is the new year, so the El V'Tishrei Mitzdafim, so the El and Tishrei animals combine, or the Av are Paturim, because you only have five animals left from last year. Five animals can't combine with anything. If, on the other hand, Echab Tishrei is the Rosh Hashanah, so the Av El Mitzdafim, the Tishrei Paturim. My Amrit, what are you going to say? Litzarful Garen Echer. Why, says the Gemara, why? Maybe Elul and Av are 1 year, and the Tishrei ones should be put away to wait for more from this year. Answer the Gemara, that shouldn't be done. Because as we're going to learn, Asiri Vadu Amrechmana V'loi Sofik. We're not sure of their status. And since we are not sure of their status, we say they're Potter. Ask the Gemara Pshita. So what he just said is an obvious approach. What is the Chiddush? Answer Marmad Tema Lig Osul Mishka Mahanach. The Gemara just said, again, we have five from Av, five from Elul, and five from Tishrei. And the Gemara on the top line of this Amid said, you have to be careful that which should be the animal you take from Meiser, one from Elul. Because if you take one from Av and one from Tishrei, you may end up with a situation of Chodesh and Yashan. So maybe because of that concern, Sheval Taisa, do nothing. Kamashmala, no. Take one of Elul, that's the right thing to do.